Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好, 各位.
It is good to be here again. I always look forward to coming to share with you.
非常高兴再次来到这里, 我非常的激动, 能够希望看到大家。
We have one important truth to learn today to remember.
今天我们学一个最重要的真理。
I'm going to ask that God would help us. Let us pray.
我们求神来帮助我们, 让我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you that you love us and forgive us through Christ.
主神，我感谢你， 谢谢你， 借着耶稣基督赦免我们，爱我们。
Help us not to be proud in our own achievements, but to trust in Christ and Him alone for salvation.
帮助我们不依靠我们自己， 让我们完全的信靠基督为我们所成就的工作。
We pray in Christ's name, Amen.
我们这样祷告， 奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Friends, authentic Christianity is about a relationship, not about religion.
弟兄姊妹， 真正的基督教是一种关系, 不是宗教。
It's about God's righteousness and God's perfection, not ours.
这是关于神的义, 是关于神的完美, 不是我们的。
It's about relationship, not religion. Listen very carefully.
要仔细清楚, 基督教是关系, 不是宗教。
I remember a conversation I had with a friend called George on Good Friday when I was 18 years old.
在18岁的那一年, 的圣诞节, 我给一个人叫乔治的人来对话, 我永远都不会忘记。
He said to me, I hear you are religious, I was religious once, and you'll grow out of it.
他说, 我听说你信教了, 你挺迷信的, 其实我以前也挺迷信宗教的, 他说, 慢慢的你会走出来的。
I'm now 54 years old.
我现在54岁了。
After 35 years, I haven't grown out of it.
35年了，我也没有走出来。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I didn't get religion.
因为我没有迷信那个宗教。
I got a relationship with the Creator and Savior of the universe.
我是给宇宙的创造者和救主发生了关系。
I received Jesus as my best friend.
我接受了耶稣做我最好的朋友。
I received the power of the Holy Spirit.
我得到了圣灵的能力。
I gained a purpose for life.
我找到了生活的目的。
And I gained eternal life as a free gift from God.
我得到了神从天上赐给我白白的礼物。
Friends, I didn't get religion. I got a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我不是得到了宗教, 我是借着耶稣基督跟神创造了有了联系。
Heaven will not be full of religious people, but rather it will be full of repentant people. It will be full of God-dependent, forgiven sinners.
天堂里充满的不是信教的人, 天堂里充满的是那些真正忏悔的人, 是那些靠着神的赦免, 得到救赎的罪人。
Let me explain. Religion is spelled do.
让我解释一下, 宗教是让你怎么去做。
It's what I do to try to impress God and hope that in the end I might be good enough to get to heaven.
宗教呢是要我竭力的去做，做的试图让我的表现给神留下好的印象，希望我最后呢能够好到去天堂。
Religion is all about me.
宗教都是关于我们自己。
Every religion outside of Christianity is like this.
基督教以外所有的宗教都是这样的。
And friends, religion is absolutely devastating.
你知道吧, 宗教绝对是有破坏性的。
Why?
为什么?
Well, you never know whether you've been good enough.
因为你永远都不知道你是不是足够好。
You never know whether you've done enough to get the pass mark.
你永远都不知道你是不是做得足够, 你是不是能够已经及格了。
And more than that, the Bible says we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
你知道, 圣经说, 我们每个人都犯了罪。
Doesn't matter how hard you try, you always fall short.
你无论多么的努力, 你总归都是亏欠神的荣耀的。
But the good news is this.
但是好消息是这样的。
Christianity is spelled done.
基督教是在于神为我们所成就的工作。
It's not what you do, what I do, but what God has done for us through the death and resurrection of Jesus.
基督教不是关于你做的或者我做的。 它是关乎神借着耶稣基督的死和复活为我们所成就的工作。
It's all about Jesus.
都是关于耶稣的事。
We could never be good enough because God's standard is perfection.
因为我们永远都不可能够好, 因为神的标准是完美的。
And so Jesus in his grace offers us forgiveness and eternal life as a gift.
所以耶稣在他的恩典里把赦免把永生赐给我们做白白的礼物。
Romans 6:23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And Jesus illustrated this truth in a short parable he told in Luke chapter 18.
你知道耶稣为了讲明这个真理，他通过一个简单的比喻在路加福音十八章里。
And if we lived in the time of Jesus, we would have been surprised with the people he hung out with, and the people he parted with, and the people he ate with.
如果我们在耶稣的时代，我们一定会感到非常惊讶。我们看看耶稣跟耶稣一直打交道的那些人，跟耶稣一块儿常常吃饭的那些人是什么人？
They were the outcasts in society.
他们是这个社会上被丢弃的人。
The immoral.
这不道德的人。
The prostitutes.
妓女。
The liars.
说谎的人。
The cheats.
这骗子。
The sick, the oppressed.
疾病的人和受压制的人。
And the religious people didn't like it.
你知道那些宗教人是根本一点儿不爱耶稣，不喜欢耶稣。
They were the good people, the religious people, the moral people, and they did not like it that Jesus spent time with the sinful and the broken.
你说那时的宗教人士，那时候的好人都不喜欢耶稣，老是跟那些罪人在一起。
So Jesus tells this parable.
所以耶稣呢，就设了这样一个比喻。
The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
这个比喻叫做法利赛人和税吏的比喻。
And Jesus told this parable because people, the religious people, were confident in their own goodness or righteousness, and they looked down on everybody else.
因为耶稣讲这个比喻，因为那些宗教人士，他依靠自己的自义，他看不起别人。
They boasted about their goodness.
他们自夸他们自己的良善。
And when Jesus told this story, a lot of the people would have been upset with him.
你知道，当耶稣讲这个故事的时候，很多人会感到不安的。
Jesus was saying that the most religious person of the day was not pleasing to God, and God was on the side of the sinner who repented.
耶稣说，那个时代最虔诚的人不是神所悦纳的人，而神帮助的是那些悔改的罪人。
That's an amazing message, isn't it?
这个信息是非常的非常的 amazing, 奇妙。
See, the Pharisee was a good, clean, living sort of man.
你知道法利赛人是非常好的过着清洁生活的好人。
He was a good man.
他个好人。
Honest in his business.
做生意不骗人。
A good father.
是个好的爸爸。
A faithful husband.
是个忠实的丈夫。
And he was religious.
而且他是信教的人。
But for all of that, he was a stranger to God, and he didn't come to God for forgiveness.
尽管有这一切，他还是对神陌生，还是不认识神。因为他没有到神面前来寻求饶恕。
So picture the story of the parable now.
我们现在看看这个故事。
There are two men in the temple to pray during the set time of prayer. So there's one here and one here.
你知道那是两个人在固定的时间到圣殿里来祷告，一个在这边，一个在那边。
The service of the sacrifice of the lamb has taken place as a substitute for the sins of the people.
你知道那是圣殿里献祭，这是羊羔应宰了。代替了人们的罪。
And now the smoke from the temple area arose over the altar and the temple area. Smoke everywhere.
因为那个要烧这个祭牲嘛，所以那烟雾呢冉冉的升起，笼罩着祭坛和圣殿。
The sacrifice has now covered the sins of Israel, and the way to God was now open.
你知道现在他的牺牲的血已经遮盖了以色列人的罪，所以通向神的路已经敞开。
Now was the time to bring your private prayers to God.
那么现在呢，是把个人的祈祷带到神面前的时候。
It usually took place during the incense offering.
你知道，在这个时呢，这个时候通常是在烧香的时候发生的。
Now the Pharisee, I'll pretend to be the Pharisee now. He stands and prays about himself or to himself.
你知道，这法利赛站着，他呢在自言自语的祷告。
And it was normal Jewish practice for the person praying to pray out aloud, so everyone could hear him.
你知道犹太人的做法是一个人祷告的时候他大声祷告，所以别人可以听得见。
He says this, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men.
他这样的祷告，他说神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人一样。
I'm not like the robbers.
我不像那些个啊勒索的人
or the evildoers,
那个作恶的人
or the adulterers,
或者是犯奸淫的人
even like that tax collector over there,
也不像那边那个税吏
I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get,
我一个礼拜禁食两次凡我所得到的我都献上十分之一
How arrogant is that?I'm not like him. Look how good I am. Look at me.
你看这个人他是多么傲慢啊！我不像别人，是不是？
He is proud.
他是非常的骄傲。
He is confident in his own righteousness and goodness.
他对他自己的良善和自义非常的自信。
Sure, he was a good man and didn't commit certain sins, and he was generous in his giving.
可能啊，这个人是个好人，他没有犯过某些罪，他在奉献上也非常的慷慨。
But he has no sense of his own sin or of humble dependence upon God.
但是他一点没有看到他自己的罪和他对神有谦卑，有任何的谦卑的依赖的感觉。
In his prayer, he should not have talked about himself. He should have given thanks to God.
在祷告的时候，他不应当老是说他自己的好处，他应当为神给他的恩典。感谢神。
For all God's gifts, and he should have made petitions for his needs.
你知道吗？他因为神所赐给的一切的啊恩赐来感谢神，然后呢，为自己的需求呢来祈求。
But he boasts about his self-achieved righteousness.
但是他自夸他自己成就的义。
He says, "Look at me, God. How good am I?"
他说：“神呢，你看看我，我多么好啊！”
He places his confidence in himself, not in God.
他把他的信心放在他自己的身上，没有放在神的身上。
I wonder whether you are a little bit like that.
我不知道你是不是也有点像这个人一样。
I wonder whether I am a little bit like that. I wonder if I'm confident in my own righteousness. Look how good I am. I'm holy. I'm a pastor. I'm very good.
他说：“嗯，实在的，有点担心。但是人们都说，哎，我在想，我是不是这样？”是不是啊？我觉得我自己很好的，看我是个牧师，我做的什么，我很圣洁。
I don't blow people up with bombs.
我不像那些个放炸弹的人。
I don't abuse my kids.
我啊不虐待我的孩子。
I don't gamble.
我不赌博。
I don't cheat the government.
我不骗政府。
I visit the poor.
我去帮助穷人。
I visit the sick.
我看望病人。
I pray for the hurting.
我为那些个受伤害的人祷告。
You think like that sometimes? Oh, look how good you are.
你再看看，哦，我多么好。
How about you? Do you think you're very good?
你是不是也很好
？Don't put your hand up. No.
不要举起手来。
Sometimes we fool ourselves and we think that we are good and we deserve to get to heaven.
你知道，有的时候我们自己立了太多的自满了，我们对我们的自信。啊、对我们自己很自信，所以我觉得我们能上天堂。
A few years ago, there was an article in the newspaper. The drunk man was set on fire with his own method.
在几年前，在悉尼的报纸上呢，有一篇文章叫《一个醉汉呢用他自己的方式来放火》。
He was drunk, and some young people took his methylated spirits, poured it all over him, got the matches out, and lit him up.
他是个醉酒，然后呢，有一年轻人把这个酒精倒在身上，然后点起火柴来就烧他。
It was only a very little article in the newspaper.
这是个非常在报纸上很小的文章。
And there was a train in Sydney where someone read that story, just that little part of the newspaper, and when they read that, they started screaming through the train.
你说有一个人呢，他就是在这个在这个火车上。读那篇报纸的时候，读了以后，他就开始在这个火车上叫了。
Everyone on the train was wondering why this man was screaming and shouting, but he was screaming and shouting, and he was angry.
因为这个人呢，他就是一直在尖叫、大呼喊啊，他非常的生气。看来。
Then he stopped, he calmed down, and he said to the people.
后来呢，他停下来了，他安息起来，他开始给人说道歉。
He said, "I'm sorry for screaming, but I just read this story."Where this drunk man was let put on fire.
他说呢，我非常抱歉，因为非常生气，因为有一个人在把这个醉汉呢，然后点火烧了他。
Said that homeless alcoholic is a person that God loves too.
你知道那个醉酒的醉汉，也是神所爱的对象。
And I got angry that people would treat him as less than human.
你说我就非常的生气，因为人对他不像一个人。不像人一样对待。
I wonder sometimes whether we see people as unimportant.
我不知道是不是我们有的时候也把人看得好像是低级的人。
The drunk, the homeless,
那些喝酒的无家可归的人。
We're not like them.
好像我不给他们，我给他们不一样。
At another church where I worked many years ago, there was a lady who was a thief.
你知道，在我以前工作的一个教会里呢，有个妇女是个小偷。
She visited our church, and she started to steal wallets and purses from people.
你知道，她开始访问我们的教会，然后呢，她偷着钱包。
And every Sunday she would visit a different church. And when the women with their bags down, be careful with your bags. She would walk up, and when they were not watching, she would snatch them and leave.
啊，在别的星期呢，她去到别的教会里，看着有包有钱包，她就会拿走。
Then I watched the police arrest her.
后来我看见警察把她逮住。
Very, very sad situation.
是个非常可悲的这种状况。
This woman needed help.
因为这个妇女她需要帮助。
She had two young children.
她有两个年幼的孩子。
She was stealing to feed them.
她偷钱来喂饱。
She had some drug problems.
她还自己还可能有吸毒。
Did I shake my head and think, "Thank God I'm not like her"?
我是不是也摇头晃脑说主啊，我感谢你，我不像她一样。
Or did I have the heart of Jesus and think, "Lord, we've got to help this woman"?
或者是我们也有耶稣的心说，我们应当帮助这样的人。
I wonder whether sometimes I don't look at people the way Jesus would look at people.
有的时候我不知道是不是我看着别人，是不是像耶稣那样的看待人。
Maybe you walk past a hotel on a Friday night, and they're wild-looking people drinking a lot inside.
有的时候你星期天的时候，你走过酒馆的时候，你看到人在酒馆里看着有的很多人在那里啊，都喝酒啊，好像野蛮了一样。
Young women, yeah.With short skirts and high heels, trying to find a man.
你看着啊，那些个年轻的少女穿着高跟鞋，穿着短裙来找。
How terrible that is! And you think you are better than them.
你觉得啊，真是太可怕了，觉得你可能比那些人好。
We must remember Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, and we must care enough to pray for them and seek to bring help to them.
你说耶稣来是寻找拯救失丧的人，我们也应当去同情那些的人。
That is the religious one, the Pharisee who was proud and full of himself.
这就是那个法利赛人，他非常的骄傲，对他自己非常的感到自义。
On the other hand, we have the second character, the tax collector.
在另一方面呢，我们有第二个人物，就是这个税吏。
Just remember, the tax collectors worked for the Romans.
你记得吗？这个税吏呢，是为罗马人来服务。
They were enemies of the people of God.
他们是神的百姓的敌人。
They cheated their own people.
他欺骗他们的同胞。
The Jewish people hated the tax collectors.
所以犹太人非常痛恨税吏的。
But this is what it says. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He wouldn't come too close with the other religious people. He stayed out there somewhere away from the crowds.
你知道这个税吏远远的站立，他根本不跟这个法利赛人站在一起。
He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
他甚至连举目望天也不敢，只是捶着胸脯说：“神啊，求你开恩可怜我这样的一个罪人。”
He was not proud. He knew he was a sinner, and he needed help.
他知道他是有罪的，他没有那么骄傲，他需要神的赦免。
He was greedy and dishonest.
他很贪婪。而且不诚实。
He cheated his own people and was treated as an outcast by the Jews.
他欺骗自己的同胞，他甚啊被这个他的犹太人是犹太人所遗弃的人。
He knew he had nothing to offer God. He couldn't say, "God, look at me, how good I am."
他没有什么可以献上给神的，他不能说哦，神啊，你看我多么好。
He stands at a distance so the others would not see him.
他站开啊，有相当一段的距离，是不想被另一个人来看到。
Ashamed.
他觉得很羞耻
Maybe afraid.
他害怕
But he longs to be part of the people of God.
但是他渴望成为神的百姓中的一员
And in deep remorse, he beats his chest.
你知道在他深深的自责中他捶着他的胸膛
In the first century, that is characteristic of women, not men. Women do beat their breasts in the first century.
你知道在第一世纪的时候只有女人才捶胸男人不捶胸的。
He says, "My life, God, is so miserable. I'll even beat my chest."
他说啊，
to show that I'm sad, sorry.
他捶死他兄弟，说神啊，我的生命生活这么的糟糕，他表示他的悲伤。
And he throws himself upon God's mercy.
他把自己完全投身于神的怜悯。
He prayed that God's anger at his sin would be removed.
他祈求神把神对他的愤怒能够挪开。
And God forgave him.
所以神赦免了他的罪。
And God took away his sin.
神赦免了他的罪。
He says he was justified, declared right with God, acquitted of his sins, because he called on God in trust for mercy.
他被神称为义，他的罪得到完全的释放，啊，因为是因为他在信心中祈求神向他施怜悯。
See, God saw his heart.
神看到了他的内心。
He was sorry for how he lived. He wanted a right relationship with God, and his only hope is if God would be merciful to him.
神看见了他过的过去的生活，知道他唯如果他想要跟神啊就是建立关系的话，那是他唯一的路。
Friends, the only thing going for this guy was that he had nothing going for him, and he knew it.
对这个人来说，他没有什么可以依靠的。他唯一可行的事就是来依靠神的怜悯。这他知道这一点。
And Jesus concludes in verse 14.
耶稣在十四节做结论说。
Remember, there were two men, the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee who's proud and the tax collector who is ashamed.
你知道，在这有两个人，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。这个法利赛人是骄傲的，而这个啊，这个税吏是非常羞耻的。
And Jesus says, "I tell you that this man." Rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
耶稣说：“我告诉你们，这个人回家去，比那个人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
So the Pharisee was sinful too, but his goodness blinded him to his need.
你知道这个法利赛人也是有罪的。他自己觉得很良善，就是这种自我的良善蒙蔽了他，使他看不见他自己的需要。
He was rejected not because he was good, but because he treated God as if he didn't need God.
他被神拒绝，不是因为他好，而是因为他对待神，好像他不需要神似的。
Later on in the life and ministry of Jesus, Jesus went to the cross.
最后，你知道，在后来，耶稣在耶稣服侍的，耶稣走上了十字架。
Where he died for us, so we can be reconciled to God.
耶稣为我们死，使我们可以与神和好。
And there was a thief, two thieves, nailed next to Jesus on the crosses, and one of them repented and found salvation.
你知道，那时候两个人和耶稣同钉十字架，其中的一个人就悔改了。
He was just like that tax collector, but God forgave him.
他就像那个税吏一样，神赦免了他。
Whoever you are, when you come back to God, repent of your sins, you can find forgiveness and reconciliation with God.
无论你是谁，你只要来到神的面前，寻求神的饶恕，你就可以与神和好。
No one is too far from God.
没有一个人离神太远。
There are people in prison who come to Christ.
那你知道那些在监狱的人，他们也可以来相信。
Immoral people come to Christ.
那些不道德的人也来相信耶稣。
Prostitutes come to Christ.
那些妓女。
Gamblers come to Christ.
还有那些赌博的人。
And ordinary people come to Christ.
那些很多的平凡的人，他们也来相信耶稣。
The Bible says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God."
圣经上说，基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替。为要引我们到神面前。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，因为神的震怒常在他身上。
2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
哥林多后书五章二十一节那里说，神是那有无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
This morning at our morning services, one of our missionaries to Lebanon told us this story.
你说今天早上起来，我们一个宣教士去黎巴嫩的宣教士，他讲了这么一个故事。
He and his wife, Millard and Joyce, were on the beautiful Greek island of Santorini.
你知道，他去了一个啊，去了一个非常啊美丽的岛，叫 Santorini， 在 Greece， 在亚，在希腊。
It's beautiful.
非常漂亮。
And they met a young American couple who were beautiful.
他们在那呢遇到了一对美国的夫妇啊，他们非常的漂亮。
He said they looked like they came out of Hollywood.
他们看起来都像从好莱坞出来的一样。
And they started having a conversation.
他们开始呢都对话了。
And then later that night, they caught up for drinks.
后来呢，他们啊，在一起呢，就喝酒。
And Millard was praying for opportunities to share Jesus with this couple.
你知道吗？这个 Millard 呢，都他就祷告求神给他机会，来给这一对的夫妻来传福音。
He asked them about their relationship because they looked so happy.
他看起来他们很幸福，他就问他们的关系。
And he discovered that they had separated for 40 days.
你知道，他发现他们已经离开了，分离了，已经十四天了。
The woman wanted a divorce.
这个妇女想离婚。
They come together for their final chance to restore their marriage on an island holiday.
所以呢，他们到这里来度，到那个岛上来度假，就是希望最后的希望达成了协议。
And there they were in Santorini, and God sends this Lebanese missionary to speak to them.
你看这对夫妻，他们去了那个岛，然后呢，神就差遣这个宣教士到那里去。
And he talked to them a lot about relationships and communication.
他们啊，这个牧师就是米拉德，给他们分享了这个交通。
And about midnight, he said to them.I can give you information about communication and relationships, but if you don't turn to Jesus Christ, then I don't have much hope for you.
到晚上呢，他跟他们说，他说我可以给你们一些啊，这个 counseling 是关于这个就是关系和这个交流的，但是如果你不信耶稣的话，还是没用的。
He spoke about the forgiveness that Jesus can bring, the power that Jesus can bring, the capacity to forgive each other and to start marriage again to make it successful. He spoke to them about Jesus and Jesus' place.
他在那个地方给他们讲耶稣，讲到啊，饶恕的爱，只有这种爱是能够和好。
Then later, the American couple went back to America.
后来呢，这对美国的夫妇呢，到了美国去。
2 weeks later, they Skyped.
后来呢，在后来两个星期之后，他们在 Skype 上联系。
Because my friend told them when they go back to America, you make sure you go to church somewhere and learn about Jesus.
哎，因为这个米拉德告诉他们，你要去回了美国嘛，到美国到教会里去。
And on the Skype, the lady said, "We've been going to church. I gave my life to Jesus, and I've been baptized in 2 weeks."
两个星期之后，那个姊妹说，她进入教会，在那里她已经接受了洗礼。
And they were working on their marriage to restore it.
他们在现在就是希望他们的婚姻能够恢复。
And Jesus came into the middle of their marriage, and now they're living a new life with Jesus.
你知道吧？耶稣在他们的婚姻的关系当中进入了他们的生命，正在改变。
One time they were like the tax collector, far from God, and now they are followers of God.
你知道以前他们像税吏一样和神离得很远，现在他们来到神的身边来亲近神。
There's an Australian man called Tim Mander. He used to referee in the rugby league competition in Australia.
你知道 Tim Mander 他呢是从前是一个国际橄榄球甲级联赛的裁判员。
International referee.
他是一个国际的裁判员。
He says one day, and he wasn't a Christian, right?
他不是个基督徒。
He says one day, one of his friends rang him, and he said, "Have you heard about Dave? Dave has become religious." He said,
你知道吗？有一天打了个电话来说，你听说过 Dave 吗？这个大夫他已经信了教了，怪怪的。
Then Tim said, "I didn't think any intelligent people believed in God."
那这个人说，这个 Tim 说，我从来不相信一个聪明的人会信教的。
But over the next 6 months, more of my friends became Christians and joined this little group.
后来他发现，在过接下来的6个月，他更多的朋友呢，来加入了这个团契。
And said my life wasn't very good.
他说我的生活呢不那么好。
He says I gambled and I started to drink too much.
他说我赌博，而且呢喝酒喝得很多。
My marriage was disintegrating.
我的婚姻呢已经支离破碎了。
I was about to leave my wife.
我想。给妻子呢分开。
And they went on a last holiday too.
他们也去做一个最后一次的度假。
He says, I decided after the holiday, if it didn't get better, I would leave. But then I discovered she was going to leave me too, because she didn't like me either.
他说去度假的时候发现了，我得想啊，这是最后一次机会了，我想离开他。结果发现他的妻子也有同样的想法，想离婚。
He says, then I visited a friend on the Gold Coast.
在这个黄金海岸的时候呢，他啊，找访了一个朋友。
And this friend had become a Christian too.
哎，这个朋友呢，也成了一个基督徒。
And he started to teach me from the Bible, and I didn't want to hear it.
他开始从圣经中开始讲耶稣啊，但是他不想听。
And I argued with my friend.
他就开始跟他的朋友辩论。
He said the Bible's not true.
说这个圣经不是对的，不是不对、啊。
My friend had good answers to my questions.
他的朋友开始回答他的问题。
So then he said, I better read the Bible so I know it better, so I can show that it's wrong.
他说我最好也读读圣经，说我跟。理解的圣经更好一些，让他来向他的朋友证明圣经是不对的。
But as he read the Bible,
他说读圣经的时候
，he was convicted that it was true.
后来呢，圣灵的向他证明圣经中的一切是正确的。
Words, he saw that Jesus was a radical. He loved people. He spent time with the poor and the broken and the tax collectors, and everyone was welcome back to become one of his followers.
你知道，他说当他读圣经的时候，发现耶稣是非常激进的。耶稣爱那些个罪人，是不是很多人来跟随他
？And in time, he gave his life to Christ.
后来呢，他也把他的生命给了耶稣。
And his wife gave her life to Christ.
他的太太也信了主。
And they're still married today.
他们现在还是一对。
And he said, when he gave his life to Christ, listen to how powerful God was.
他说你、啊、当你给了把你的生命交给耶稣的时候，你再看看神的能力是何等的好的。
My swearing and my blasphemy stopped overnight.
他说我的嘴里说脏话骂人那些个一转一夜之间就没有了。
I was almost an alcoholic, but now I didn't drink any longer.
你说他是以前个都是喝酒喝得烂醉的，现在再不喝酒。
Overnight, like that. One day he was drinking and getting drunk and swearing. The next day, changed.
你知道吗？他前一天还是都是喝酒喝醉，嘴里满嘴的脏话骂人，第二天完全的改变了。
Now let me say, it does not always happen so quickly.
我们知道，并不是所有的人改变都是这么的迅速。
Sometimes if you have a gambling addiction or an alcohol addiction, you need some counseling and help to get over it.
有的时候，你要是有的时候喝酒喝的很厉害，或者是啊赌博，你需要去咨询去。
But sometimes God just intervenes by His Spirit and makes an immediate change.
但是有的时候神直接进入来改变这个人，可能在转瞬间就可以改变。
I wonder who you are more like, the Pharisee or the tax collector?
我不知道你更像谁，你更像法利赛人呢，还是像这个税吏
？The only hope any of us have is to be forgiven.
你唯一的。啊、盼望就是能够得到赦免。
I fear that many people will come to judgment day, and God will say to them, "What are you doing here, unforgiven?"
啊，我怕有些人能够到了受审判台前的那天，神说你在这里做什么？你还没有被赦免。
And God says, "What are you doing here, unforgiven? What will you say? I lived a good life."
嗯，到那个时候，神说你在这干什么？你的罪还没有得赦免。你说啊，我过了一个很好的生活。
I was religious.
我信教信得很好。
I didn't think about it very much.
但是我没有想很更多的想到永恒的事情。
Oh, I thought I'd worry about God later when I got older.
可能想到哦，我将来等到我年老的时候，我再更多的想宗教的事吧。
Surely God will say, "You should have known better."
但是可能神都说，你应当更好的来认识神。
Why ever do you think I let my one and only son die for you on a cross?
你知道说我把我唯一的儿子为你死在十字架上是为了什么吗？
Every man and woman needs forgiveness through Christ. That is the only way of getting into heaven.
每一个人他都需要神的赦免，都需要永生。这个是只有通过相信耶稣才能得到的。
Whoever you are, whatever has happened to you, have you been abused?
不管你在哪里，或者不管你经历过什么、啊、
Have you had the difficulty of a marriage breakdown?
也许你的、啊、婚姻有难处。
Have you lost your money?
或者你失去了你的钱。
Do you struggle with an addiction?
或者你对什么有瘾。
God loves you.
神仍然爱你。
God invites you home.
神邀请你回家。
Whoever you are, whatever you've done, you are welcome home to be forgiven by God.
无论你在哪里，神都欢迎你，接受你回家。
But not just to forgive you, but to transform you and fill you with His Spirit, that you start living a new life.
不仅是赦免你，而且用他的圣灵充满你，啊，让你过一个新的生活。
The church is not full of perfect people.
教会里充满的不是啊完美的人。
The church is full of forgiven people through Jesus.
哎，教会里都是那些个被耶稣基督赦免的人。
Brothers and sisters by God's grace.
我们都是弟兄姊妹，是靠着神的恩典，都是弟兄姊妹。
If you've never trusted in Jesus,
如果你从来没有信过耶稣
，repent of your sins and put your faith in Him today.
你要认罪悔改，把你的信靠完全放在耶稣的身上。
And then get baptized in testimony that you've given.Away your old life, you're living a new life now.
你哦要受洗，然后给弟兄姊妹做见证，你已经放弃了过去那种生活，在基督里面过一种新的生活。
I'm going to lead you in a prayer where you can invite Jesus into your life. If you've never done that before, this is your chance to invite Jesus, your Lord and your Savior. Let us pray.
我领你来祷告，也许你从来没有做过这样祷告。我希望你打开心门来做这个祷告，让耶稣进入你的心中。
Thank you, God, that you love us despite all our failures.
神啊，谢谢你，尽管有这么多的啊失败，你还是这样的爱我们。
I admit that I am a sinner who needs help.
我承认我是个罪人，我需要你的帮助。
Thank you that Jesus lived a perfect life.
谢谢你，耶稣过了一个完美的生活。
Thank you that He died for us on the cross.
谢谢你，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
I believe, God, that you raised your Son from the dead on the third day, and Jesus is alive today.
我相信神，你在耶稣死后三天，使他从死里复活，他现在仍然活着。
I turn from my sins and I receive Jesus today.
我从我的罪孽里转回，我现在要转向耶稣。
Please forgive me and change me.
请你赦免我，然后啊改变我。
And help me live to the glory of God in all things.
让我完全的为神的荣耀而活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, sometime in the service, maybe after the service, if you've prayed that prayer to put Jesus first, to get right with God, maybe you're away from God and you come back, you should let Pastor Liambo and one of the other leaders know so we can help you to start this journey with Jesus.
如果你要真的相信耶稣的话，你可以啊告诉我们，或者告诉我们的同工，或者是啊我们帮助你在信仰上长进。
Amen. God bless you.
谢谢你，感谢主。